velocity 35,710 feet per second, range to splash 1,725 nautical miles. Velocity 35,910 feet per second. Range to go 1,507 nautical miles. 35 seconds to entry. Feet per second. Range 1,307 nautical miles. Should be at entry interface. Blackout now, have no data. Should be coming out of blackout now.
Apollo 15, Houston, how do you look? Apollo 15 Houston, how do you read?
15, EMS and GS10, I agree within about 10 miles. And, it was nice to find you.
Very good, Dan. Good to hear you again.
Recovery ship has radar contact. Showing range about 100 miles.
Roger, 15, this is Houston. Read you loud and clear and copy.
Latitude plus 2612, longitude minus 15817, and about a 2.2 off the bank.
Now, Roger, Dave, we copy. Very good.
Should be on the drogue chute now.
This is your contact. Bearing 120 from the ship.
And he should be on the mains now.
Just 1.5 miles, bearing is 130 to 3 main chute. Visual contact, 3 main chute.
showing about a minus 0.6 on the mission distance, and everybody's in good shape.
Roger 15, we got a visual on you on the screen in here.
Okinawa, recovery has a recovery beacon contact bearing 175 magnetic on station.
Okinawa, this is Swim 2. I have a visual contact bearing 010 at approximately 1 mile. My position 134, Okinawa, 8.5 miles. Altitude is about 6,000 feet to the command module.
I have recovery beacon 115 degrees magnetic at 270 miles at 547
over. This is photo. I have something falling beside the command module. I did not tell what it was.
Apollo 15, this is recovery, over.
Recovery, Apollo 15, everybody's in good shape, and we're looking at about 3,500 feet.
This is recovery, I have a visual 165 from me, about 8 miles.
Apollo, this is
streaming. It's at 1, appears to be streaming.
Recovery
15, you're 5 square, everybody's in good shape.
Roger, Apollo 15, if you hear, all units have you inside and we are inbound now.
Roger.
Apollo 15, this is Okinawa, request your flashdown readout, over.
Roger, plus 2613, minus 15812.
Landing velocity on two chutes is 28 feet per second, or 32 feet per second versus 28 feet on three chutes.
It is in stable one condition. Three main chutes are in the water, all visible around the spacecraft. One main chute appears to be still attached to the command module.
This is Okinawa, mark on top, over.
This is Photo, Roger, wait.
Apollo 15, this is recovery, over.
Recovery, Apollo 15, everybody's in good shape.
This is Photo, mark 1307 miles.
Okinawa, Roger.
Okinawa, this is Swim 2 on station. Be advised, I've got a smoke on the apex cover bearing 010 from the command module at 1,000 yards.
So, Okinawa, Roger.
Hello, request permission to grapple for main chutes.
This is Okinawa, permission granted.
Swim 2, Okinawa, stand clear.
All right.
ComTech Araya 1, copy you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Good.
ComTech, where are ComTech?
ComTech
Araya 1.
Duplex 200.
Go ahead.
Copy you loud and clear, copy and Wheeler loud and clear. I'll copy Araya 1, duplex.
Anderson, contact Anderson, contact Araya 1, Araya 1, duplex.
Recovery reports the swimmers will be going in shortly. One parachute still attached to command module. We would like to recover those parachutes.
Swimmer is swimming around the command module this time.
swimmer's deploying the sea anchor now. Flash time, 295 hours, 11 minutes, 58 seconds. Swimmer's attaching the flotation collar now. A preliminary look at the splash point shows it to be 158 degrees, 4.5 minutes west, 26 degrees, 4 minutes north. Based on these preliminary numbers, that would be a missed distance of 5.5 miles. recovery reports the Okinawa now 3.5 miles from the command module. Ship now reports correction on that 6.5 miles from the command module. Recovery reports flotation collar completely inflated. Helicopter moving in to drop another raft now.
Swim one in the distance. He took the swimmer in the water to attach a raft to the